Eastern North Carolina is the only place in the world where you'll find a tiny, perfectly camouflaged catfish species called the Carolina Mad Tom and a salamander known as the Neuse River Water Dog. With threats like habitat loss and pollution, their populations and range is rapidly declining. Now, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing to add both the Mad Tom and Water Dog to the endangered species list. Jared Brumbaugh has more on conservation efforts already underway in eastern North Carolina.
Along a rural road in Johnston County, a group of biologists and volunteers wearing wetsuits and carrying snorkeling equipment cautiously climbed down a steep embankment to the edge of the Little River. The narrow stream is a tributary of the Neuse River Basin, and the tea-colored, flowing water is the perfect habitat for Carolina Mad Tom, a 5-inch catfish with large eyes, long whiskers, and a short, chunky body.
Everyone will have a net, so if you do find one and you're relatively sure you could capture it, go ahead and do it. But if you want,
Andrew Glenn is the Eastern Region Aquatic Wildlife Diversity Biologist with the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission. He's leading today's survey, which involves snorkeling in waist-deep water, searching for the orange, brown, and black-banded mad toms that hide among rocks and crevices on the bottom of the stream.
Carolina mad tom is Noturus ferocis, which refers to its venom. It's actually one of the more venomous catfish. It'll feel like a wasp sting if you get hit by one of them, so we're real careful when we handle them.
Carolina mad tom were once found throughout the Neuse and Tar River basins, but Glenn says it's getting harder to find the species each year they do the surveys.
Found a handful, maybe three over the past five or so years. We've searched pretty hard this year to try and find one and have yet to find one. You can still find some in the tar. We've pulled up one in the tar basin this year, but unfortunately none yet in the news. So we've really trying hard to find them before they're all gone.
The last time a mad tom was found in the Little River, where we are today, was back in 2017. If Glenn and his team find any mad tom during today's survey, they'll be transported to a breeding facility in Tennessee.
The idea being, if there's only a few individuals left in the entire basin, if we can bring them together and then get some young ones out of them and kind of start a captive population that can later be released back into these systems, kind of bolster the populations.
Carolina mad tom face several threats, including habitat fragmentation, agriculture and urban development, and an invasive species called the flathead catfish, which feeds on the mad tom. However, the mad tom is most susceptible to human-caused pollution.
You know, they're in the water, so they're really tied to the water quality. So when we see declines in the overall water quality, a creature like this who's sensitive to water quality will then also experience decline. So things like sedimentation, increasing water temperatures all impact their overall population.
Glenn says mad tom are already extinct in the Trent River. In May, the service proposed listing the Carolina mad tom as an endangered species and designating about 260 river miles in North Carolina as critical habitat. A species status assessment was completed last year by experts from state and federal government agencies.
They looked at the current conditions, they looked at the science, they examined where had it historically been found, where are we finding it now. The finding was that they are diminishing.
That's Lily Beth Serrano, a public affairs specialist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in eastern North Carolina.
The amount of populations and their ability to withstand future threats has diminished to the point where the Carolina mad tom is, when we say we're proposing it for endangered status, means that right now we consider it to be in the risk of, well, it could be extinct any time.
The service also proposed designating about 740 river miles as critical habitat for the Neuse River water dog, which is an aquatic salamander found only in the Tar and Neuse basins. The water dog grows to be 11 inches long and has a reddish-brown body with a tadpole-like tail.
There's still a few of these guys left.
Back at the survey on the Little River, biologist Andrew Glenn carefully reaches into his net to show a water dog he's just caught.
So they've been proposed federally threatened. Carolina mad tom's proposed federally endangered.
Glenn explains that water dogs need the same type of habitat as Carolina mad toms: clean, flowing water, free of sediment. He says the species is vulnerable to water quality degradation, increased water temperatures, and habitat fragmentation.
They're coming into breeding season right now through July and August. So we've been seeing them paired up together under rocks over this past week, which has been really great. And found some juveniles as well, so some evidence of recruitment. So there still are some healthy populations out there of these guys, but they're definitely a really cool critter.
It's a great find, especially since water dogs are more active during the winter. However, the group didn't catch any Carolina madtom during this survey.
Margin madtom, which is another species, fairly common. Seen quite a few of those, some channel cat, but and one flathead, unfortunately, one of the invasive species that we were hoping not to see, but we just saw a couple of those.
This year, Glenn says they've been out in the field about a dozen times sampling for madtom with no success in the Neuse River Basin.
They seem to be disappearing quickly, and if you know, this may be one of our last chances to see them in the basin, so definitely trying to see if we can find them.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recently wrapped up a comment period on the proposal to include protections for the madtom and water dog under the Endangered Species Act. Serrano says they received comments from about 80 individuals, mostly in support of protecting the species. Now the service has 1 year to make a decision.
And the decision could go one of three ways. We could just simply look at the comments we received and determine that, yes, this is a go and list it as is. Or we could say, no, the proposal was flawed and we do not list the species. Or the third option is modify the proposal and actually send it out again for public review. If we feel that we need to make changes and then they are substantial enough so that they change the content of the proposal, then we are obligated to open a second comment period.
Meanwhile, the service and the State Wildlife Resources Commission will continue to work with organizations to conserve the species and restore habitat by targeting key parcels for acquisition. Biologists will continue to monitor populations of the madtom and water dog in local waterways. And there's the breeding program.
It's proven that it would succeed. You know what I mean? Like there's some species that we don't even have tested methods for propagating outside of the natural environment. So the fact that for this one that we consider, if it's been done, it works. They know how to do it. They have a way as a testament to success in that route of having that tool in the toolbox.
A final decision on the proposal is expected July 22nd, 2020. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.